This is the spoiler-filled review of Bad Times at the El Royale, starring a bunch of folks you may know, first being Jeff Bridges, Dakota Johnson, John Hamm, Lewis Pullman, Cynthia Erivo, I believe, that's how you say her name, hopefully, and also Chris Hemsworth. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause, because I'm about to spoil the crap about this movie. And the synopsis is as follows. You can actually find this on Rotten Tomatoes. So, seven strangers, each with a secret to bury, meet at the Lake Tahoe's El Royale, a rundown hotel with a dark past. Over the course of one fateful night, everyone will have a last shot at redemption before everything goes to hell. And that's basically what the movie's about, for the most part. So, yeah. This movie definitely was a great time. I felt like there's a lot of fun behind it. The trailer for it didn't give away too much. It gave away quite a bit, though. After watching the trailer over again, after watching the movie, it gave away quite a bit of it. And I was able to piece it together quite easily. But if you haven't watched the movie, it doesn't give away a lot. So there's still quite a bit of stuff that is missing from the movie. There's still the John Hamm scenes where they just look amazing. His character is such a great character. I love the fact that he was a secret agent of sorts. Not really secret, more like a spy. So him going around figuring out what's happening at the El Royale, him looking and seeing the different rooms that's being spied on, which is really, really great. I like the fact that that was showcased quite greatly. So I really enjoyed that kind of film vibe. I kind of knew that he was going to get shot and killed just because he didn't let it go when his superior said, "Leave it alone. That's not what you're here for. Get the tapes and that's it." So I figured that he wouldn't be able to leave that itself alone. So seeing that scene where he got shot, I was like, it was graphic and gruesome. And I like the fact that it was shot from different angles. So you first see it from three different angles, basically. So one angle is from Jeff Bridges when he's coming down, seeing that angle, which is kind of cool to see it from that angle, because I really wasn't sure what was happening. So they kind of panned the same scene a couple of times from different aspects of different people. So it's kind of cool to see that aspect from that person, see it from Dakota Johnson, which of course she's shooting John Hamm, and then seeing it from Cynthia Erivo's point of view for the most part, which is kind of amazing. It looked very, very cool from one side to the other side. So it was shot wonderfully. And the funny thing was, when I saw this movie and was thinking about it, I thought it was a Quentin Tarantino movie, just how it flowed and how it did the whole aspects from each and every person and seeing their backstory one at a time. It felt very, very Quentin Tarantino. And it was kind of refreshing to see that it was Drew Goddard, I believe. That's how you say his name. I really want to see what was his mindset when going toward this movie. I'm guessing it was like a Quentin Tarantino kind of, you know, homage, because that's what I know Quentin Tarantino for, just that kind of shooting of the movie. So it was kind of great to see that happen there. Besides that, Chris Hemsworth was good. Him being the cult leader, I never saw that fully coming out there, just because they didn't show too much of his character in the trailers, which was good. I kind of wish they showed a little less of his character, just because when you see the trailer and then watch the movie again, you see that they gave a little bit too much of the information away. And you do see a couple of scenes where they do the Royale scene, where that was just amazing. That's him, you know, doing red or black, pick which one you want. It looked very, very good. So for me, all in all, this movie definitely rocked out the park. I believe that the only downfall this movie suffers from is it being in one night, so it feels like there's not much going on, and that it had to backtrack quite a bit to get all the backstories in to make sure you understand what's going on. So that's the only thing kind of hurt it a little bit, but at the same time, it was perfectly fine. I kind of wish that the Miles character had more backstory besides him being a marksman, which was fine because he helped out the end like very easily. He was like one of the premier characters that saved the day for the most part. So it's kind of cool to see that, but at the same time, you don't get much of his character. So him coming at the end to save the day, it was fine, but I kind of wish they used someone else because they didn't go too much into his story at all. Everyone else got a good bit of story, and you just have to figure out what's happening from point A to point B. For his character, it covered him being a war veteran, and him having like some case of PTSD, but then, you know, him shocking out of it and become like the super marksman. So it was kind of weird for that aspect. Anything that I would change about this movie would be add in more of Chris Hemsworth's character, diving more into his backstory, possibly a little more of Jeff Bridges' character, just because it was billed as him being like the main star. So I wouldn't mind to see more of what he went through, but what they showed was fine enough. The John Hamm character, there wasn't much you could do with that character. They did exactly what it should have done, which was take it to a point where he figured out what was going on in the back entrance of the El Royale, which is fine, and he opened up to every other character to get what they need to get done. So that was perfectly fine. I think that was the one thing I would change, is to increase Chris Hemsworth's time, because his character was quite charismatic, and it was interesting to see his interaction with the Darlene character. Like those two people together, they bounce off each other quite well, and I was feeling a vibe there, and I kind of wish they had more scenes together. But ultimately, Chris Hemsworth was only in it for a few minutes. Wasn't that long at all. He's in the last couple of scenes, and you know, I kind of wish they had just a little bit more screen time for him and Jeff Bridges. So that's basically it. So this is my review of Bad Times at the El Royale. Let me know if you liked the review. If you didn't like the review, let me know as well. I appreciate all and every feedback. You can find me on social media, on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram at Dwight Antc. That's DwightAntc. Again, that's DwightAntc. And I catch your reviewers next time.